Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're in the Quicken Loans studios in New York. National mortgage lender Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. Incredible soccer games daily in Russia. We got all the snags on PharrellOnTheBench.com. Baseball picks every day, PharrellOnTheBench.com. You're going to love it. Boxing, MMA, daily fantasy rosters. Football is right around the corner. PharrellOnTheBench.com has it all. Sign up today. CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 855-212-4227. It's brought to you by Geico. Everybody, here's a quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Do you need homeowners, renters, or motorcycle insurance? Do get it all at geico.com. Into the Blue Lagoon Hour. Did you notice the Luka Doncic mother getting quite the attention after the NBA draft? His mother was there, stunning.
Gorgeous.
All kinds of people hitting on her. That didn't take long. But she's set for life now with this kid who's going to be allegedly a star in the NBA. I really think he got the better end of that deal, believe me you. I think in Dallas he's going to flourish. And I actually believe that but Trae Young will be very interesting to watch in Atlanta, no doubt. I think the people down there are going to be excited about him, but it'll wear off because it always does, right? I mean, I think the even the Braves, they're gonna the interest in this ballpark they got, this new park, the SunTrust, that'll wear off, and they'll go back to being the crappy fans that they are. I mean, let's face facts. They don't go to the games. The Hawks have been a disaster from day one, except for Dominique. Now he's going to play there, and I think, you know, it's a wasteland for players, I mean, that have gone there. I mean, it really is. So I don't know. I'm scared for Trae Young down there in Atlanta. No one cares about that team. They never have. Honestly, did you see how fast Budenholzer wanted to get out of there? What does that say, Mafia, about that organization? That guy, I mean, what, he coached there 1 year and he was running for the hills? He couldn't bear it.
Yeah, he was there a few years, but they just couldn't get it going. I mean, they obviously showed that they didn't care enough about making that a team that competed. I mean, they had that 1 year where they were awesome. They were one of the best teams in the East. They failed in the playoffs, but they were solid a few years ago. And then after that, guys left. They just fell on their face again. They didn't replace them. They didn't put the money in to get the big-name players. They didn't make trades or anything like that. They just had your boy Schroeder, and that was it. And now they're probably going to ship him off now that they brought in Trae Young.
I doubt that. I don't know about that. But do you think they're just going to start Trae Young and play him the whole night?
There was reporters putting it out there. I think even our boy Goody, Jeff Goodman, was saying that now that they brought in another point guard, that Schroeder's probably out. I think his relationship with the team, I think, was on rocks as it is.
Really?
Yeah.
I actually think Doncic will do well in Dallas because he'll be able to settle in Dirk's last year, right? Isn't he? He's going to – I mean, I don't even know. Is it his last year for sure? This will be his last year upcoming?
Who knows? Every time you think it's his last year, he's going to come back for one more after, in the middle of the season, right?
But don't you think he's a great guy to put Doncic around and let him learn from Nowitzki and then he's the future?
I think so. Not only that, it's not going to be pressure where you have to throw the kid in and, you know, make him start and play big minutes right away either, because, you know, you just brought in Dennis Smith Jr. last year. So you have a point guard. Maybe you move him around, give him some minutes at different positions, see him as a shooting guard or something like that since he's bigger. But there's not that, you know, urgency to throw him right in there to be your starting point guard either.
So, I mean, we talked about this draft last night ad nauseum. Call the show if you have questions about it, 855-212-4227. I told you in the second round, I liked Javon Carter to Memphis, Jalen Brunson to Dallas, and Devontae Graham to the Hawks in Atlanta. I love those three picks. I have, you know, serious reservations about the Knicks second rounder, the center, Mitchell Robinson, who never eventually played at Western Kentucky, fired his agent, never went to the combine, does whatever he wants, lazy. Never, he said he was going to play college ball, never went.
Here's the thing with second round picks. I feel like that those are picks that you can absolutely just in the NBA complete, roll the dice. Because how a lot of them don't play. Now, occasionally you do hit, you'd strike gold with a second round pick. I mean, wasn't Draymond Green a second round? I mean, you sometimes you strike heavy gold with a second rounder. But for the most part, they never even see the floor in the NBA. So I don't have a problem with the Knicks rolling the dice. Now, I understand the guy said a lot of things, didn't do them, might have an attitude problem, might have this. But if you put all those things aside and just talk about the talent that the kid has to play ball, didn't they say that he had just as much talent as any of those guys taken at the front of the draft?
They did, and so, he's shown signs in, like, McDonald's All-American games and everything else that he's dominant.
So you roll the dice, and maybe the right person talks to him, gets him straightened out, and now you finally get a steal in the second round. A first-round talent that you get in the second.
I like that Bates Diop kid that went to Minnesota from Ohio State, 20 a pop for the Buckeyes. He went at 18 in the second round, number 48. And then the other one I liked was Kevin Hervey out of UT Arlington, 20 a pop, his senior year there, and small forward. He was the 57th pick and the 27th of the second round. I liked him. And then I told you the last guy picked was the Antetokounmpo, Greek Freak's brother, who went to the Sixers, unless I'm mistaken, and then traded to Dallas. So they drafted him, and then he went to the Sixers and then traded to Dallas. So there you go. First round, though, look, 1, 2, 3 I liked. 4 I didn't. I'll believe that when I see it, the Jaren Jackson pick with Memphis. I'll stand by it. Miles Bridges was a better, hands down, than anyone on Michigan State's team, and including Jaren Jackson. So I think that one, I'll believe it when I see it. I think that one's going to come back to haunt him. Bamba went 6 to Orlando, then Wendell Carter to Chicago, Colin Sexton to the Cavs. Now everybody thinks LeBron is staying in Cleveland because of Colin Sexton. I do not believe for 1 minute that LeBron James makes decisions based on draft picks. Kevin Knox of Kentucky went to the Knicks at 9. Mikal Bridges, Sixers drafted him and then traded him. He ends up in, I believe, Phoenix, right? So what was the deal? His mother works for the 76ers?
His mother works for the organization, and they traded him as he's sitting there on TV with a Sixers hat on, with his mom with the Sixers hat on, talking about playing in his hometown of Philadelphia. How excited he is to stay at home and play for his hometown team. As he's doing the interview, they trade him.
What could be worse? But I think he'll play well with Josh Jackson, Booker, and Ayton, and I think he's going to end up being happier playing on that young team in Phoenix than playing on a team that's already established in Philadelphia right now as a winner and that doesn't need some rookie getting massive burn. I really believe that, right?
I agree.
So Gilgeous Alexander ends up going to the Clippers. He was drafted by the Hornets, goes to the Clippers. And then Jerome Robinson goes to the Clippers. Michael Porter Jr. ended up in Denver with the 14th pick. Troy Brown, Oregon, goes to Washington. Zaire Smith went to Phoenix, but he was part of that trade for Bridges. I think he ends up in Philadelphia. Zaire Smith ends up in Philly with the Sixers. So there you go on that. And then DiVincenzo ended up in Milwaukee. But basically, he's a younger, faster version of Diva, or what's his name? Dellavedova, basically. Another white guy. But I'd say, you know, Dellavedova's a pro. He's been through it. He's played a million games. So I'll give him that. But this kid's better than him. He's a better player than him, in my view. But we'll see if he pans out, because he had one great game in college that everybody's selling him on. He went from going back to college to being a first-round draft pick. So he's already in, and he's set. Lonnie Walker went to the Spurs. Huerter went from Maryland to the Hawks. Grayson Allen ended up going to Utah, the kid from Duke everybody hates. And then Mo Wagner ended up with the Lakers. Robert Williams of A&M, 27 to Boston. Jacob Evans out of Cincinnati to the Warriors. How lucky is that kid to play, to get drafted by the Warriors in the middle of their dynasty? The kid, Jacob Evans, will end up getting a ring in Golden State and never play a minute. He'll be in Golden State sitting at the end of the bench next year, shining foot or basketballs and you know, watching the, what do they call them, the Hamptons Five, watch them win another championship. They're already heavy favorites to win it again. There you go. I love the Amari Spellman last pick in the first round. Nova goes to Atlanta Hawks. I really don't think at the end of the day that the Atlanta Hawks did anything but have a good draft. They ended up with Trae Young. They get Huerter, they get Spellman, all that in the first round. And then, as I mentioned, in the second round, they got Devontae Graham. And I just think that's a hell of a draft for them. I really do. Even though it's a terrible franchise, they got some good players this time.
Were you excited about any of the guys that were undrafted who signed? Did you see anybody? My two guys from Notre Dame.
Who did he sign with, Miami?
Matt Farrell signed with Miami to be on their summer league team and whatever. And Bonzi Colson signed with the Cavs.
Oh, Bonzi playing with your
now,
boy,
Bonzi's
LeBron.
Interesting because you know this.
He can play.
If he would have came out last year after his junior year, he probably would have been a lottery pick. Came back for his senior season at Notre Dame.
So, again, you're punished for playing 4 years.
And he screwed up his knee, missed that whole ACC season for the Irish, kind of torpedoed the Irish season.
So that hurt his stock.
And it hurt his stock. He didn't even get drafted at all. I think people still have some concerns about his knee as well.
But everybody in basketball has had a bad knee.
It could be a little, you know, fire for the Cavs right there if Bonzi's 100% healthy.
Bonzi and Colin Sexton are playing there.
Yes. Colin Sexton's definitely going to be
playing there.
He's
definitely
playing
there. But
I mean, Bonzi's going to be on a summer league team.
Do you think Bonzi will make the Cavaliers?
I don't know.
Well, what if LeBron leaves? He might.
It's tough when you're when you're an undrafted guy. But if you impress in the summer league, right, you show him a little something, you get the invite to camp.
No doubt he's got to go off in the summer league, which I look forward to.
I'll be rooting for the Cavs now in the summer league. Let's go.
I watch a lot. The basketball tournament. And then, the Big Three, and then the Summer League NBA. I have to say this. What about the Big Three tonight, Mafia? How stupid is that? They had the Big Three season opener tonight in Houston, and they did it at 6:30?
Yeah, you know, this season they're finally live on TV. We can see it. It's not, like, tape delayed for Sunday games that you see Monday night. And they started early. I mean, I think the doors opened at, like, 5:30. Doors opened at 4:30 Central. Tip-off was 5:30 Central.
They played tonight?
They played tonight, and no one knew.
This is the first I'm hearing of it. They started their season tonight?
Started tonight, and everyone missed it because no one knew what time it started, and they started stupidly at 5:30 Central, 7:30. Is that right, 7:30?
6:30.
6:30 East, 5:30 Central.
I mean, you got to be kidding me.
I mean, how stupid are you? And I thought they had all these brilliant people running it, Ice Cube, and then they got your boy Clyde Drexler's the commissioner. You can't get it better than this, like – in prime time, like at nighttime when there's nothing going on a Friday night, you wouldn't put that on Fox? FS1, you wouldn't put that on?
It was on FS1 Live. It should have been live at, you know, 8 o'clock.
But it was at 6:30.
It started at 6:30, yeah.
Who in their right mind on the face of the earth is watching FS1 at 6:30 Eastern ever? Ever. Wow. That is dumb. So we missed the whole thing.
Four games. Yeah, didn't see any of them.
Oh, nice job. Congratulations.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
So the LeVar effect is taking its toll on the Lakers, right? Carver, they now have excluded LiAngelo Ball from anything to do with the Lakers in the summer league. And it sounds to me like that's because their dad is a headache and they want no part of this anymore. They're like, I think they think Lonzo's a great player and a cool kid. It's their dad that they hate. And this did not take long. 1 year of him, and they want to kill themselves. Literally, he's such a pain in the ass. I told you before, do you remember when I said that they're going to throw him out of the arena? They won't let him in the Staples Center. I guarantee you, if this kid stays on that team, Lonzo Ball, I guarantee you by the end of this year, that guy will never be allowed in the Staples Center again. He'll be off limits.
I'm sure he's already behind the scenes, and eventually you'll see it outwardly rumbling that they're not even giving the other kid a shot, you know, not even giving him a chance in the summer league.
Well, they're not.
Nor should they. Kid can't play.
Well, they've already said he's not going to be on
it. No, but I'm saying, anybody? Just wait. It's coming soon. The old man's going to start. He's going to make one of his little media tours where he's going to express his displeasure that the kid isn't playing on the summer league
team. Doesn't everyone know now that this guy's a giant male organ and they want nothing to do with him?
They should.
So anyway, the NBA title odds update, Golden State plus 140, Houston plus 550. I'm hearing that CP3 and those, are you hearing this? Those negotiations are not going well down there.
I did read that, yeah.
I don't believe for 1 minute that guy's not playing in Houston. He's staying there. Boston plus 700, Lakers plus 800. So the LeBron James free agency odds, the Lakers are still the favorite to get him. Currently 4-13. They were 2-1 originally before that, the previous odds, 2-1, now 4-13. The Cavs were 30-1, now 13-4. The Rockets were 10-1, now 15-2. And the Sixers 10-1, Celtics 18-1. I don't know. Are you sick of it at all? Like, do you want anything less in your life than more LeBron James news every day? Seriously.
I mean, yeah.
Are you excited about where he goes, or are you just could care less?
I am excited. I'm interested in where he goes. I wouldn't say excited. I'm interested.
All right. So I just want to see, I want to go back to this really quick. Doncic, they're giving him an A-plus for that pick. And then a B for the Jaren Jackson Jr. to Memphis. I am telling you, I wish I had a better feeling about that kid. I think he's long, he can block shots and rebound. But I never saw that guy take over a game and matter. That's just me. But I don't believe in him. I really don't believe in him. C-minus, the Trae Young to the Atlanta Hawks. A lot of people are sour on this guy at this point. So he gets drafted, gets traded, he goes to Atlanta, and now they're all giving him a C-minus, like he sucks or something. He doesn't suck. The guy can shoot the lights out. He's a deadly shooter. There's no denying the kid can fill it up. The problem is his body couldn't take the amount of games. He literally ran out of gas. He never won a game the last 2 months, and he doesn't play defense. So there you go. That's why he's getting a horrible grade. Bamba to the Magic, an A. Wendell Carter to the Bulls, a B+. Colin Sexton to the Cavs, A-. Knox to the Knicks, B. I'll believe that when I see it as well. Mikal Bridges to the Suns, A. Gilgeous Alexander to the Clippers, B-. Miles Bridges to the Hornets, B-. I think Miles Bridges to the Hornets, an A-. I like Miles Bridges' game. I think he's meant for the NBA. He's a banger, big, wide body. He's going to gain 25 pounds of muscle. The guy's going to be a monster. Jerome Robinson to the Clippers. What's the kid's name that went to the Knicks, the second one? Robinson? Is it Mitchell Robinson? Was that his name?
Yes, the center, Mitchell Robinson.
All right, so they gave this guy Robinson a D, the Jerome Robinson from
Boston College.
Yeah, BC. And then Michael Porter to the Nuggets, an A-. Troy Brown to the Wizards, C-. Zaire Smith to the Sixers, an A. I like his game, but I don't believe that's an A. And I actually think they made a mistake. I think they should have kept Mikal Bridges and let him play in Philly with the Sixers and his mom and the whole deal and all of his Nova fans. I think they made a mistake on that one. I think they'll get burned on that pick, on that trade. DiVincenzo to the Bucks is C+. I agree with that. I think they that kid should have stayed in college. He just got rich yesterday, but he should have stayed in college. He's going to learn the hard way in the NBA. He's going to be Matt Dellavedova. Watch. You'll see. Kevin Huerta to the Atlanta Hawks. Good luck. But they gave him an A-. I give him a D. That's just me, though, because what do I know? Grayson Allen to the Jazz. An A. They're giving him an A. How about a C-, because of his just he's such an immature little D. I mean, this guy's such I want to inject, like, all kinds of foul language right now when I talk about this kid, just so you know. What a painful little immature, spoiled brat this kid was, right? Like, what a loser he really is, that he's tripping people all the time. Who does that? Wait a minute. Mafia, do I still slew-foot people?
No, you have been reformed.
Oh, thank you. I love Mo Wagner to the Lakers. They gave him a C+. I give it an A. I love Mo Wagner.
Love Wagner.
Robert Williams to the Celtics. I give the Celtics A+ for everything they do. Every year, always. Every single thing they do. Even when they lose in Game 7, they get an A+ in my book. Greatest. They're just the greatest franchise ever. So, and Omari Spellman to the Atlanta Hawks. What did they give that? It hit so bad, they wouldn't even give him a grade. So, but I love that guy. I actually like his game at Villanova. I really do. So I don't have a problem with that. Oh, they gave it a B. They gave him a B. I'm on page 2 now, Carver High going off. Javon Carter to the Grizzlies, A+. I love that grade and that player. I told you, that guy, you know what it is? You don't realize this, but Javon Carter's actually been in the NBA already for 14 years. He's remember when he played at West Virginia, he was like 40 years old? He looked 40.
He did.
He has been in the NBA for 14 years, and that's why he's an A+. He's already averaged 14 a game. And 14 dimes. Double-double every night for 14 straight years. 17 turnovers his whole career. That's it. And then he's made 10 All-Star games and won 2 NBA titles. Javon Carter, 40. Just now had his 7th child. I'm just kidding. Jalen Brunson to the Mavericks, an A-. Love that pick as well. Should have been a first-rounder, Jalen Brunson. Devontae Graham to Charlotte. I know they're going to give it. Oh, they gave it an A-, because I love that pick. I love Graham's game. This guy's a winner. National championship not good enough for anybody, huh? Right?
Yeah, well, he won.
Right, so I love his – I really
you didn't
do.
Like DiVincenzo. He won the national title, MVP of the game.
Yeah, I don't I thought he had the greatest game of his life, and he'll never have a game like that again, ever.
He's more athletic than Dellavedova. Give him some credit.
He is stronger and more athletic than Dellavedova, but I think Dellavedova is a sneakier, better basketball player than him.
Yeah, we'll
see. He's a pro, and he's been playing for a while. He knows how to play.
Be the biggest bust of the whole draft.
You think DiVincenzo is the biggest bust?
Bust.
I love Carver. He just goes right at it. The guy's career's over. It's a failure. How about your boy McCulloch, who went from Kansas? They love him. They gave him an A to the Lakers because he can shoot the three. You know why he shoots the three? Because no one guards him. They're like, I'm not guarding the Russian guy. He's got a gun. I don't know what's going on with that guy in the corner. I'm not going near him. I think he's in the mob. And they leave him alone, and he shoots threes and makes them. Guy's got dead eye from three. All right, I'm almost done here. I just wanted to give the final grades. Oh, Vince Edwards, I love, to the Rockets. B+ from Purdue. I think that kid's got mad game. And then my last one that I'll give you, Kevin Hervey. They gave a B- to Oklahoma City. I give that an A-. Kevin Hervey's a baller, and he talks smack to people like the crowd, other players. When he sticks a dagger in your face, he's like, I just dropped a 30 on you, and I just won in your gym, and your mother's going out with me after the game tonight. He's got like a bad attitude. I love that kid. And the Greek Freak's brother got a B- for absolutely no reason whatsoever. I have no idea why on earth that kid even got drafted. I've never even heard of him. I didn't even know he had a brother. In fact, I didn't know he had a mother, actually. I have no idea where he came from. So,
well, he's a freak.
He's the Greek Freak. He came out of the sky like a stork.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
So a lot happening here. Clayton Kershaw will go for the Dodgers tomorrow against DeGrom and the Mets at Citi Field. That could actually be entertaining.
Weather permitting, of course.
Oh, yeah. 80% chance of rain all day in New York. Bryce Harper says he'll participate in the Home Run Derby under one condition. What is the one condition?
That he actually makes the All-Star team.
Oh, is that right?
Yes.
Robert Osuna, you've heard all night, suspended 75 games for a domestic violence charge. It just never ends, does it? Brandon Browner, NFL's former player, jailed for domestic battery. Does it ever end?
No.
I mean, it just never ends with these guys beating up women. I mean, it really is unbelievable. It's like the gift that keeps on giving in terms of the police blotter. We told you the Capitals traded Philip Grubauer and Brooks Orpik to the Avalanche for a second-round pick, so Brooks Orpik went with him.
Yes, but the Avalanche have already said that they're buying out Brooks Orpik, so he'll be a free agent on July 1st.
There you go. The Red Wings land Dan Bylsma as an assistant coach. He'll run the power play. The Sharks are buying out the final year of Paul Martin's contract. I'm friends with Paul. Good guy. Do you think he's got anything left?
No.
How can Argentina qualify for the knockout round? You told me this before. They have to win.
A win, and then they need Croatia to beat Iceland. That is their easiest path to get in.
So they need to beat Nigeria, and Croatia needs to beat or tie Iceland. I don't even think Argentina can beat Nigeria. I don't.
You were that impressed with Nigeria today, the win over Iceland.
I just think that at least they
just
win.
Just because of the way Argentina's played in the
yes,
first
I think
games.
That at least Nigeria wins. I mean, I don't care who you play. Beat Iceland, whatever. Just they win. So, I mean, Argentina can't even win a game. They're not going anywhere, okay? Argentina's not winning the World Cup. They're not even going to sniff it.
They're not, but I think that they might get out of the group now if they could play like themselves against Nigeria.
I'll believe it when I see it. UFC's Lyoto Machida joins Bellator. What UFC washed-up fighter isn't joining Bellator is my question.
Apparently none.
Like every single one of them.
If you get dropped, just call Scott.
I mean, it really is embarrassing.
It really is, because when Coker ran Lead XC and Strikeforce, that it later became like it was about big names that you can develop, guys that you were developing that became stars later on, or guys that were still good that you were brought in. A lot of these guys, he's got some that are good on that roster. Most of them, though, are just has-beens right now.
All washed-up UFC fighters go to Bellator. That's just all there is to it.
Yeah.
The worker who died before the Belmont Stakes may have had the dreaded Hanta virus. I always hate hearing about the Hanta. He was a backstretch worker. He became the worker's death came in the days leading up to the Belmont Stakes. You didn't hear about that on race day, did you? Hantavirus is spread when a person ingests bad things from a small rodent. And I'm talking about bad things that I can't talk about on the air. Here we go. Bloomberg says World Cup television viewership in the U.S. is down 44% from 2014.
It's a shame because the games have been really good.
I think they've been great. Did you like this game?
Yes, that was a nice added addition.
The Russian smoke show hottie fan they keep showing at the World Cup. It turns out she's a porn star. The stunning blonde beauty dubbed the World Cup's sexiest fan has been revealed as a swinging porn star. She beamed around the world after she was spotted sporting a skimpy little white Russia top inside the stadium for the opening of the World Cup game against Saudi Arabia. Smoking hot. Word got around, and then it turns out she's a film adult star. After zooming in on her fan ID, they figured out who she was. She does X-rated movies and has many nicknames. Very interesting, her nicknames. Are her porn star nicknames are very good, but I can't say them on the air either. But I got to tell you, some of these pictures, look, you like that one, Carver High?
Yeah, there's a lot going on there.
There is a tremendous amount going on there. Also, the Meadowlands in New Jersey plans to begin offering sports betting next month. How many people do you think from New York City are going to go to the Meadowlands to place their action?
A large amount.
I mean, they are just going to cash in like no other. Don't you think they'll do better than Monmouth Park because of where they are? They're just right across the
It's
bridge.
It's definitely easier for people in New York City to get to the Meadowlands than to Monmouth.
Go through Lincoln Tunnel, drive 5 minutes, you're at Giant Stadium. and you're at the Meadowlands,
yes.
which is in the parking lot.
Yes. No, it's much easier if you're in New York City.
And what is that thing called, Xanadu? What is the new thing called?
Yeah, they should just knock that whole thing down and make a huge sports betting complex in there.
I agree with
that's
that.
What they should do with that piece of junk that's been sitting there for like 10 years.
Have you seen how far along it is now?
Really? They've made
some improvements?
Oh, my God.
Mavie, it goes all the way up to the highway. You can't even see MetLife Stadium anymore.
It's huge.
Really?
They built it. They're almost like literally, I would say, 3/4 of the way done. It's almost.
I thought they gave up on that.
No,
so they're actually still going
to
open that?
Oh, they got investment, and it went from nothing to almost done now. It's got still a lot of work to go, but they have built all the structures. It goes all the way to the highway.
They've changed it drastically, yeah, a number of times. And you know what? Forget even driving out to that thing. They can talk about all the books that are going to open here, you know, down in Monmouth, down in AC. I mean, how many people in New York are just going to jump on the train at Penn Station, take it to one stop to Secaucus, sit there, place a bunch of bets on their mobile phone, and jump back to New York City?
That's going to be the key right there.
Automatic. Automatic. The Philly fanatic shot a hot dog into the crowd and blasted some old lady in the face. And she's, I feel horrible for that woman.
Apparently she had a shoulder injury, so she couldn't get the arm up to protect herself.
I guess not, but she took it in the eye, right?
She did.
That's not good. I hope she sues him for a lot of money.
What are the kids around her doing? No one's helping her out?
No one's
blocking
her.
For her?
After 4,000 episodes, Jerry Springer show is ending. That's a very bad day.
I didn't know
America.
It was still on.
You didn't know it was still on? I watch it once in a while. I think it's awesome. I usually end up watching it like in Vegas when I'm in my suite at the D. I'll watch Jerry Springer for hours and, you know, take naps. Men facing 20 years in prison for, I guess, buying Jordans with counterfeit cash, along with fines, up to $250,000 for each count. It appears three Wichita men have been indicted on charges of counterfeiting and passing counterfeit money. They're facing 20 years in prison for trying to buy a pair of Jordans with counterfeit money, now going to prison for 20 years. Drinking alcohol is better for you than exercise when it comes to living longer, Carver High. It says right here, it's crazy but true. If you drink, you will live longer.
Works out for me.
That works terrifically for you. Fantastic. Don in Cleveland, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
What's going on, my dude?
Hey, dude.
You ready for the weekend or what, man?
Dude, I was
baller,
so. I was ready 4 hours ago.
I figured. And secondly, so Colin Sexton, he took Kyrie's number. Everybody in Cleveland's up in arms because Kyrie hit the biggest shot ever in Cleveland sports history. What are your thoughts on that?
So wait, so they gave him his number? Who cares? Like, I mean, are you guys not over this guy yet? Really? You're still talking about Kyrie Irving? Are you kidding? All that matters in that town is LeBron James. Kyrie Irving matters in Cleveland about, like, as much as mud. Seriously, like, he has nothing to do with Cleveland. What does he have to do with Cleveland? He's all about Boston. Now, you guys need LeBron James to stay in Cleveland. Otherwise, your franchise is going to hell.
What, he played 6 seasons there, and now you want them to retire his number or something?
It's unbelievable. What is the deal with Hanley Ramirez? So the person that apparently, what I'm hearing is that there was a car stop. The suspect claimed that one of the items found in the vehicle belonged to Hanley Ramirez and then FaceTimed him in front of police. Is the car stop coordinated with the timing of his release from the Red Sox? I do not believe for 1 minute that is all reality, that they got rid of him because of this car that got pulled over. So the car that got pulled over was found with 435 grams of fentanyl and crack cocaine, which is, you know, jail time is what that is. This is huge. It's a substantial ring that's being operated out of Lawrence, Massachusetts, and they have somehow stuck his name in the middle of this, Hanley Ramirez. They got rid of him May 25th. Everyone was caught off guard. They denied that it had anything to do with this whole incident with federal and local investigators in a drug ring. I do not believe at this point I'm going to believe that he had anything to do with it. We'll see how that plays out. If it's true, he's screwed. Jim Harbaugh bringing back, can you believe this? Chris Webber to be an honorary captain next year for the Wolverines at a football game. Chris Webber has been divorced from Michigan and estranged from Michigan for 15 years and has never once gone back or won't even talk about Michigan, but he's going back to hang out with Jim Harbaugh and the Michigan Wolverines football team. So I think that's fantastic. Listen, enjoy the weekend, baseball weekend, World Cup all weekend, a horrible UFC card in Singapore tonight at 4:30 in the morning that not one person alive will watch, not even dead people will watch that, but Cowboy Cerrone's fighting. We'll see you Monday night at 10. For Carver High and the Notorious Mafia, I'm Pharrell. Good night.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.